Hello, everyone, and welcome to Are You Freaking Serious? Of course, it's always about the money. Well, in today's show, I'm going to have to take the exception, because today's show is not about the money. It's about me. And what do I mean by that? This, ladies and gentlemen, is the swan song. This will be my last show in radio and television. And we've been in it for a long, long time. But there comes a period when it's time to hang it up. No, have I gotten nothing more to say? Of course not. There's a whole lot of things to say. But I just wanted to take a walk through memory lane for a second. I hope you'll maybe give me a nod to that and maybe share a few of the moments that I want to share with you as we go back and then see where we got to this point, how we got to this point. Let me just say this. This year, I will be 77 years old. Yeah, well, a lot of people, somebody said the new 70 is the new 50. I'd have to say with that. But, you know, I like to listen to what and remember what Mark Twain said. I wasn't there when he was alive, but I read him. When he said, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And that's the way I feel right now. But let's take a few steps back when I first started this gig and when I first started on Wall Street. The year was 1973, and I started with a company called Merrill Lynch. I was with them for a few years. I wasn't on radio at that particular time, but then I decided to move to a company called Bache. It was called Bache, and at the time, Bache Halsey Stewart Shields. And then it got acquired by Prudential, so I was a part of the Prudential Bache system. And at that time, in the 80s, I saw that there was a gentleman who was doing all of the radio quotes, or I should say the stock market quotes for the radio and the biggest radio station in Rochester, a 50,000-watt station named WHAM. He was retiring. And I went to the station manager and said, I'd like to take his position. The guy says, you know, we don't pay. And I said, that's okay. I'll just like to give the nightly stock quotes, and could I make a comment every once in a while? Well, those comments led to appearances on noonday shows on the radio and appearances about once a month on a show they had that was called Ask the Experts. That led to a lot of people listening to me, 50,000 watts. I got up into Toronto, listened there. I got down into Philly at nighttime. People listened there. Long Island, all up and down the East Coast. 50,000 watts on an AM station gets out a lot. And somebody said, you know, you have a pretty good radio voice, and it was working. Well, at that point in time, as we got into the 90s, there was another opening, another position on a radio station, excuse me, on a television station owned by Nexstar. It was a CBS affiliate, Channel 8. And staying on the radio, I then moved to television and was doing a daily noontime live broadcast about the market, finance, etc. I remember when the 9/11 occurred and they asked me, could you be on many different shows? Like in the evening and the next day and the morning, to kind of give an update, to tell what was this all about? What did it mean? And I was thrilled because people wanted to hear what I had to say. Why did they come after the World Trade Center? Why did they come after the Pentagon? Was it after killing people? Well, of course not. They could have gone to football stadiums to do that. It was attacking the essence of America, attacking the military and attacking Wall Street. That was it, the money and the power of the United States. And for two or three days, I was the focal point. It was fun, it was exciting, and it led to several other things. But the problem was, at that point in time, when 9/11 did hit, unfortunately, I lost some friends in that those buildings. And at that point in time, I was then looking to make a move. And moving, I went to Phoenix, Arizona, out of the east, moving to the west. Not full-time, because I was back and forth from the east back to the west. But I found in that point in time my new bride, and at that point in time, I then moved to another radio station who asked me to come on and kind of just make some thoughts and comments. And it led to a listening audience that grew to the point where I was doing a show every day, Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock. That show was called It's All About Money, a one-hour show. I was very appreciative to all the people who listened to me in Phoenix, and the same people, I think, are still listening to me today. Here we are 20-some years later, and those folks made my show in Phoenix at that point in time the number two listened to radio show in Phoenix, second only to Rush Limbaugh. And that was really very, very exciting. As a matter of fact, it then stretched out because the gentleman who owned the radio station was kind of syndicating some of the shows, and my show was one of them. I was then heard in Atlanta. I was heard in Palm Springs. I was heard in Palm Beach, Florida. I was heard in Philadelphia, in Chicago, in Boston, primarily all up and down that East Coast. And so that was what we were looking to do. So I had moved from the East Coast. I was still doing some catch-ups on radio shows in the East, but primarily was all being based out of Phoenix. Then came retirement. And when retirement came, I decided to move from and this was approximately in 2013, I had already moved off the radio station then by about 2007, 2008, and I had gone into the radio for a subscription. It was, in other words, you want to hear me, you had to pay for it. While the listening audience obviously dropped down because there's a lot of people to listen to out there. And the idea of paying to listen to someone, well, it was kind of novel, but we had a pretty good subscription base. And we had several, a lot of people who paid that $9 or $10 a month to help cost of putting the show on, paying production and things like that. And they were able to help keep the show on the air. Then a couple of years ago, as I retired, and as I said, I retired in 2013 from Wall Street after 50 years, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of ins, a lot of outs, and some very interesting time periods. But in 2013, I decided to retire and then split my time from not the East Coast, but actually to the West, to Phoenix, but actually from Phoenix to another part of the world. And so in 2013, we continued to keep the show on. And then in 2 years ago, I decided at that point in time that I wanted to simply make my show available, free, and not have to do it 4 to 5 days a week. If people were paying for it, I figured I should do the show 4 or 5 days a week. Not doing it, not paying for it, then I could get away with only a couple days a week. Because putting the show together, looking at the information, checking it, testing it, looking at all and making sure everything is accurate takes a lot of time. Well, at that point in time, because as you know, and I hope you have understood, that this show has been about trying to maybe inform you, trying to help you to see things in maybe a different light than the mainstream media is presenting things. And maybe along the way, make a few bucks also. That's been our goal. You know, everybody, I always tell kids today, if you have an opinion, it's never wrong. Maybe the facts that you're basing your opinion on are wrong, but if you come up with your opinion, and that's correct. And that's the way it should be. Now, I say kids because for the last 5 years, I have been a public school teacher. That's right, a public school teacher. When I first came out of college, before I went to Wall Street, I taught in public schools for 5 years. I then decided to go into my grandfather's trade, and my son has followed in my footsteps, so it's a family business of managing money on Wall Street. But after 50 years, I decided then to go back into the idea of teaching public school. And that's what I've done for the last 5 years, in addition to talking to you. I've loved every minute of it, and I've enjoyed teaching finance, teaching math, teaching history, and teaching world geopolitics, things that I've talked to you about, and teaching this to kids in school with a foundation of mathematics. I am not going to tell you where I teach. I'm simply going to end this show by saying that I am so appreciative to all of you who have been listening to this show. I'm appreciative to all of you who have sent emails to me, to my Bill at GPS, that's George Peter Sam, 4FOR Life, L-I-F-E, L-I-F-E.com. That's Bill at GPSforLife.com. If you send me an email, I will continue to respond. I will continue to answer any questions that you have. I may be riding off into the sunset, but I'm not putting myself under the ground. There are too many kids who depend on what I have to say in that classroom every single day. As I said, I am not going to tell you where I teach, but I'm simply going to end the show by simply saying this. Mahalo to all of you who have been listening to me most recently and through the years. I am very appreciative of that. And as I said, mahalo. And I leave you with this one word, aloha, which means hello and goodbye. I'm Bill Tatro. Good night, everybody.